Let's start with the number that tells you everything about where the U.S.-Iran conflict stands this morning. 13. 13 consecutive nights of American airstrikes on Iranian military targets. CENTCOM confirmed the 13th strike package completed at 9 p.m. Eastern on July 23rd. And if you're trying to find a recent parallel for a sustained American bombing campaign of this duration and this pace against a major regional power, you'd be reaching back decades.
The diplomatic picture is just as important as the military one, and it's deteriorating fast. Iran has formally rejected Trump's ceasefire proposal, with Tehran's position being that it won't accept any temporary deal that doesn't resolve the Strait of Hormuz dispute at its core. That's not a negotiating posture designed to get to yes. That's a statement that the fundamental demand is off the table before talks even begin.
And the economic consequences of that impasse are now literally priced in. Oil crossed $100 a barrel, the first time since mid-2022. Houthi attacks on Saudi tankers in the Red Sea are compounding the Strait of Hormuz risk premium. When you have two separate choke points for global energy supply under active threat simultaneously, commodity traders don't wait for things to get worse before they price in the scenario.
Secretary Rubio's language is also worth parsing very carefully. After a 35-minute meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov in Manila, and it's notable that the venue was Manila, neutral ground, Rubio came out and said Iran is begging for a deal, but will keep paying a higher price. That's not the language of someone who thinks a negotiated off-ramp is imminent. That's the language of someone who believes maximum pressure is working and intends to maintain it.
Then there's what may be the most significant piece of news in the entire conflict this week. The U.S. has reportedly notified Israel of planned heavy bomber strikes on Iran's Pickaxe Mountain. The name matters here. Pickaxe Mountain, known in Farsi as Kuh-e-Kolong, has been assessed by Western intelligence as a potential hardened nuclear facility site. If that notification is accurate, we're talking about a potential escalation from targeting military infrastructure to targeting what Iran would almost certainly characterize as a sovereign security core interest.
And the domestic political dimension is pulling in a completely different direction. The House of Representatives passed a resolution, 214 to 208, to halt the Iran war. And that happened just one day after the same chamber narrowly approved a $95 billion budget blueprint funding the conflict. That's not a contradiction. That's a fracture. You have House Republicans who voted to fund the war and then voted to stop it, often the same members, because they're reading constituent pressure in real time. The war costs at least 18 American service members' lives, a figure Trump has both attempted to justify and, according to reporting, downplay.
The removal of four fallen soldiers' names from the Defense Casualty Analysis System is perhaps the most disturbing subplot here. The Pentagon has confirmed the names were dropped from the database on the same day Trump attended their dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base. That's not a data entry error. The timing makes that explanation essentially impossible to sustain. And it intersects directly with questions about how the administration is managing the public accounting of this conflict's human cost.
There's one more Iran thread we need to pull, Marcus, and that's what's happening at BRICS. Iran used the Delhi meeting to explicitly urge BRICS member nations to formally condemn the U.S. strikes. BRICS now includes Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the UAE, and Ethiopia alongside the founding members, so getting a consensus condemnation is genuinely complicated. But the fact that Iran is working that diplomatic channel while refusing ceasefire terms tells you something important about Tehran's strategic posture. They're not trying to stop the war on American terms. They're trying to internationalize the cost of continuing it.
The coming 72 hours are critical. If those reported bomber strikes on Pickaxe Mountain actually happen, the entire diplomatic architecture gets reset, and $100 oil will look like the floor, not the ceiling.